So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Lo hikrivu keves ba'boker, yakrivu beinu arbayim. If the Kohanim did not bring a carbon tamid in the morning, they can bring the carbon tamid in the afternoon. And the Gemara explains that the Tanakhama holds it depends. Lo nischanecha mizbeach, lo hikrivu keves ba'boker, lo yakrivu beinu arbayim. If the mizbeach ha'oila was brand new and had never been used, then if they did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, they cannot bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim either. As the Mishnah later states, Ein mechanchen mizbeach ha'oilo elo b'tamid shel shachar. The chinuch of a new mizbeach ha'oilo must be done only with the Tamid in the morning. Because the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh that refers to the chinuch ha'mizbeach states, V'zeh asher ta'ase al ha'mizbeach, es ha'keves ho'echo ta'ase ba'boiker, v'es ha'keves ha'sheni ta'ase beinu arboyim. Sheni beinu arboyim, v'loi rishon beinu arboyim. On a new mizbeach, only the second tamid of the day can be brought in the afternoon, but the first tamid of the day cannot be brought in the afternoon. However, nischanech ha'mizbeach, lo hikrivu keves ba'boiker, yakrivu beinu arboyim. If the mizbeach had already been used on the previous day, then even if the Kohanim did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, they can bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim, because the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas in a separate Pasuk states only V'es HaKeves HaSheni Ta'aseh Beinu Arbayim and does not mention Es HaKeves HaEcho Ta'aseh V'Aboiker. In that Pasuk, Rabbi Shimon, however, disagrees in the case of Nischanech HaMizbeach and says, Eimosai Bizman Shehoyu Anusin Oy Shoygigin Yakrivu Beinu Arbayim. Avol im hayu mezidin, lo yakrivu beinu arbayim. Only if the Kohanim were unable to, or inadvertently did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, they can bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim. But if the Kohanim deliberately did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, then these Kohanim cannot bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim. Instead, other Kohanim bring the carbon, because as Rashi explains, based on the Gemara later, kivon de shchicha loy chaviv lahu upashi hilkach kansu lahu. The Kohanim have a lesser regard for an oila that is frequent and they tend to neglect it. Therefore, they are penalized. The Mishnah continues. Loi nischanech ha'mizbeach, v'loi hektiru k'teres ba'boiker, yaktiru beinu arbayim, v'kulo hoisa kareva beinu arbayim. If the mizbeach ha'k'teres had never been used, and the Kohanim did not bring the half mana of k'teres in the morning, the same Kohanim bring a whole mana of k'teres in the afternoon, because she'ein mechanchen es mizbeach ha'zov elo b'k'teres ha'samim shel beinu arboyim. The chinuch of a new mizbeach ha'k'teres must be done only with the k'teres in the afternoon. And the Gemara explains that in this case, Rabbi Shimon agrees that even mezidin yakrivu beinu arboyim, because the kivon deloy shchicha, the Kohanim have a high regard to the Ketores because it's not frequent and causes one to become wealthy and they won't neglect it. Therefore, they're not penalized. The Gemara concludes that Mechanchen b'Ketores shel Beinu Arbayim. It's actually a Machlokes. Our Mishnah holds Mechanchen b'Ketores shel Beinu Arbayim because the Pasuk states Ba'boiker ba'boiker b'heitivo yasan neirois yaktireno. The k'teres in the morning is brought at the time that they clean the menorah. And ilav the ovid hadlaka may urta hatova betzafra mehecha. If the menorah needs to be cleaned, it was obviously lit in the previous evening. This is the source for ein mechanchen es ha-menorah elo b'shiva neiroiseha bein ho'arabayim. The chinuch of a new menorah is to be done with the hadlaka in the evening. And this is also a source for mechanchen b'k'teres shel bein ho'arabayim, because they brought the k'teres at the same time as Hadlokas HaMenorah, as the Pasuk states, Uvaha Alois Aroines HaNeirois Beinu HaRaboyim Yaktireno. The Braisa, however, holds Mechanchen B'Keteres HaSabim Shal Shachar. The Chinuch of a new Mizbeach HaPnimi is to be done only with the Keteres in the morning, because there's a Mamatzinu, a comparison from Mizbeach HaOilo to Mizbeach HaKeteres. Ma'ala Halon B'Tamid Shal Shachar, Afkan B'Keteres HaSamim Shal Shachar. The Mishnah concludes with four halachas of chinuch. 1. Ein mechanchen es mizbeach hazov elo b'k'teres hasamin. 2. V'loi mizbeach ha'oilo elo b'tamid shel shachar. 3. V'loi es ha'shulchon elo b'lechem ha'ponim b'shabas. 4. V'loi es ha'menoiro elo b'shivo neiroiseho bein ho'arboyim. The next Mishnayos discuss the Minchas Chavitin. The Kohen Gadol would bring a Mincha of an Yisarin every day. One Chatzi Yisarin was offered in the morning, and the second Chatzi Yisarin was offered in the afternoon. Zok the Mishnah. Chavitei Kohen Gadol loy hoyu boin chatzoin, elo mevi Yisarin shalim v'chotzehu, makriv mechta baboiker u'mechta ben harboyim. The Minchas Chavitin was not brought to the Beis HaMikdosh initially as two Chatzi Yisroinis. Rather, the Kohen Gadol brought a whole Yisarin and then split it into two. And one Chatzi Yisarin was offered in the morning, the other Chatzi Yisarin was offered in the afternoon. Because the Pasuk states, Machatzisa Baboiker u'machatzisa Boerev. The word Machatzisa implies Mechza Misholeim u'makriv. The half Yisarin must come from a whole Yisarin. The Mishnah continues. Koyin shemevi mechza shachres umeis, uminu koyin acher tachtov, lo yovi chatzi isorin mi beisoi vechatzi isroine shel rishon. If the Kohen Gadol brought the first chatzi isorin of the chavitin in the morning, and he then died, and they appointed a new Kohen Gadol that day, he does not bring a new chatzi isorin of his own, nor does he offer the second chatzi isorin that the deceased had designated either. Rather, mevi isorin shalom vechaytzehu, Makriv Mechza u'Mechza Avad. The new Kohen Gadol brings a holy Yisarin of his own and splits it into two. One Chatzi Yisarin is used for the Chavitin of Beinu Arbayim, and the other Chatzi Yisarin goes to waste. Nimtzu u'Shnei Chatzoin Kerevin u'Shnei Chatzoin Oivdin. Accordingly, two halves, one of the old Kohen Gadol and one of the new, are used for Chavitin, while the other two halves, one of each, goes to waste. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa. Mechza rishon u'mechza sheni te'ubar tzurason v'yotzul beis hasreifa. The two leftover chatzi yisroinis of the first and second chavitin must be left overnight so that they become pasul lina, and they're then burned together with the psulei hamukdoshin. The Gemara asks, Bishlamo rishon ichzi lehakrova, elo sheni lama le'ibud tzura me'ikara le'ibud ka'asi. It's understood that the Chatzi Yisarin of the first Chavitin requires Ibur Tzura, because it was initially eligible to be brought in the afternoon. But why does the Chatzi Yisarin of the second Chavitin require Ibur Tzura? It ought to be burnt immediately, because it was initially designated to go to waste. The Gemara offers two explanations. One, either the Braisa is the opinion of Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avua, who holds Afilu Pigul Ton Ibur Tzura. Even korbanos that already have a psul pigul must be left overnight before being burnt. Two, or the braisa is even the opinion of the rabbanon. And kiven de beidna de palgi bahu iboy hai makriv iboy hai makriv mechsa chazu. Since when the second isarin was split into two, each chatzi isarin was eligible to be offered for the second chavitin. They also require ibur tzura. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes regarding Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Ketzad Oisen Oisan. What was the process in making the Minchas Chavitin? As Rashi explains, the Pasuk states, Al Machavas, Bashemen, Taasem, Urbeches, Tevi'eno, Tufinei, Minchas, Pitim, Takriv. The word Machavas implies Tigun, that the Mincha was fried in a flat pan, while the word Murbeches implies Afia, that the Mincha was baked in an oven. Therefore, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan says, Oifa v'achakach metagna. The mincha was first baked and then fried, because the word tufine is understood as teofeno no'a. When the mincha is baked, it must look nice before frying, which causes it to become blackened. While Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Chanina says, metagna v'achakach oifa. The mincha was first fried and then baked, because the word tufine is understood as teofeno no'a. When the mincha is baked, it must be partially cooked through frying. And the Braisa cites a third opinion. Rabbi Yossi holds, Oifa ve'achakach metagna ve'achakach oifa. The mincha was first baked, then fried, and then baked again, because he holds of both drushes, na'a and na'a. Therefore, the mincha was baked before tigun because of na'a, and it was baked again after tigun because of na'a.